This is URN.
Drugs and guns were found on Juice WRLD's jet, police say. Police say they found guns and drugs on the private jet that carried rapper Juice WRLD to Chicago before he died on Sunday morning. Law enforcement officials were waiting for the plane when it landed, having received information that banned substances might be on board. It was during a subsequent search of the aircraft that the rapper had a seizure that led to his death. An autopsy of the 21-year-old has proved inconclusive. The Cook County Medical Examiner Office said on Monday that additional studies were needed before they could determine the cause of death. Here is a quote from them. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office has determined that additional studies are required to establish the cause and manner of death of 21-year-old Jared A. Higgins. Additional studies include cardiac pathology, neuropathology, toxicology, and histology. The cause and manner of death are pending at this time. The office will release a statement when cause and manner of death are determined. Police in Chicago said they did not suspect foul play, but gave some additional details that shed light on the sudden death of one of hip-hop's brightest rising stars. Their search uncovered 41 vacuum-sealed bags of marijuana, 6 bottles of prescription codeine cough syrup, 2 9mm pistols, a 40 caliber pistol, a high capacity ammunition magazine, and metal piercing bullets. Authorities told the US media, including that they told the Chicago Tribune and the New York Times. Two men were identified by the police as Juice WRLD's security guards have been charged with illegally possessing guns and ammunition. Anthony Guglielmi, a Chicago police spokesman, said the star began convulsing and going into a seizure as authorities were searching 2 carts of luggage at about 2 a.m. on Sunday morning. Federal agents quickly administer Narcane, a drug used to revive people thought to be overdosing on opioids, and the Chicago Fire Department was on the scene in under 7 minutes. Higgins woke up but was incoherent and, after being taken to hospital, was pronounced dead just after at 3 a.m. The Chicago-born star has emerged from the SoundCloud rap scene and was known for his sweet voice melodic brand of hip-hop, with songs often freestyled in just a few takes. He scored a major hit in the UK last year with Lucid Dreams, a hazy lament for an ex-lover that sampled Strings' Shape of My Heart, and was also well known and had worked with the likes of Ellie Goulding, BTS, Little Yachty, and Halsey. Tributes from the music world flooded in after the news of his death broke on Sunday. Drake wrote on his Instagram, "I would like to see all the younger talent live longer, and I hate waking up hearing another story filled with blessings that were cut short." "This is ridiculous," wrote Chance the Rapper. "Millions of people, not just in Chicago, but around the world, are hurting because of this. And I don't know what to make of it. I'm sorry. I love you, and God bless your soul." Travis Scott, with whom Juice WRLD collaborated on Scott's album Astroworld, shared a photo of them together in the studio with Future and wrote, "You will live on forever." "Rest in peace, man," said Billie Eilish, said on Instagram stories, while Snoop Dogg commented, "Rest your soul, little homie." Ellie Goulding also shared her condolences, calling a rapper a sweet soul and sharing a photo of the two of them together, while BTS shared a tweet that read, "Rest in peace, Juice WRLD." So, after reading and looking into this article, I then ended up into the world of conspiracies and fan questions around this whole area. As a tweet was dug up just 2 years before Juice WRLD's death, saying, in which he said, "My goal is to get overly famous, shine for a couple years, and then fake my death." As well as in a few of his songs, he has made mention towards him not making it past 21, and including him having a song where he says, "I feel like John Lennon," and he died on the same day which John Lennon was killed. So from all of these lyrics and tweets, many fans have started to create a conspiracy that he is in fact faking his own death and is still alive. What do you guys think about conspiracies of this nature? Do you find them insensitive, or do you think that this maybe actually has some roots?
Well, I feel like obviously with information like that, that you were kind of just reading out, how he kind of like predicted it and like it was on the same day as John Lennon and things like that, I think you know, it's probably inevitable that a theory, you know, might come up. And I mean, it's often like everything these days has some kind of conspiracy theory attached to it, realistically. It's like nothing major can happen without people, you know, at least a tiny minority, and then maybe sometimes a lot more people thinking, oh, but what if it wasn't actually that? Maybe this means this, and then, you know, it never really happened, and then there's something else at play here. I think, I don't know, if it was like the theory was from his fans, for example. I think that's very... It's difficult to call it insensitive if they're obviously the people who like loved him the most, and then they're coming out with this theory. It's very strange, but yeah, at the same time, he's died, and this is, you know, happening like so often now with like these kind of like young music stars, that it's happening on a, you know, semi-regular basis.
I think people also like trying to find conspiracies. They like trying to find clues and, you know, trying to link the dots and feel like they have some inside knowledge on what's really going on in the world.
Yeah, I think maybe also it's like entirely... I think it's, you have to be careful with the sensitivity of it, because it also isn't particularly surprising, possibly, dare I say, like, we think he has died because of this keeps happening with, like, similar hip-hop artists as well. They're known for dying very young, and, like, hence in Drake's tweet that he thought it was very sad. So I think, you know, people do have to be, like, a little bit careful, especially because there may actually genuinely be a problem with this part of the industry in young men dying so young.
I think it's very interesting that... I just completely lost my train of thought. Fans and things like that usually really feel like they do know the person, right? So they really do feel like they know him, and therefore they might be able to feel like they are so close to him that they can see that maybe he is faking his own death, he's not actually dead, because that's something that they feel like he would do. And I think that could be incredibly insensitive to the family. You know, all these questions, and including me just saying these conspiracies right now, you know, these family is probably hurting right now, and hearing all these people saying that he's not dead, if he is, and I'm not saying if he is or not, I don't know, you know, it could be really, really painful to hear for a grieving person. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you said, they often feel like they know this person the most, but really, I mean, if you'd kind of like dig down to it, do they really know everything that's going on? Because yeah, you're right, because that's a common feeling. But I mean, if we're now at the stage where people think oh, he'd fake his death, I'm not really sure what to make of that, really, because he's obviously, because this is like something where he's died, so.
Mm-hmm. I think that's definitely the problem with celebrity, is that we often feel like we do know them deeply, and actually we have no clue who we're actually even thinking about or talking about, do we? But to kind of change the conversation here, do you guys think that faking your own death is morally wrong? Because looking into his story more, he obviously has been struggling a lot with drugs, especially this particular type of drug, which was kind of a mixture of cough syrup and opioids in a soda-like drink. And he, you know, was about to be uncovered by the police for having all these kind of illegal drugs. And if this was his possible way of getting out of that, is that actually then maybe morally okay? Or do we think that actually the hurt that it would create is not enough?
I don't think that faking your own death is the right thing to do. Obviously, he was, you know, in this situation, he was about to be arrested for obviously, you know, possessing drugs and firearms, which he wasn't meant to have. So maybe he was trying to get out of there in our world of conspiracy theories that we've now got into. Yeah, I don't think it's like right that you should like fake your own death. If you've, you know, if you've got a problem, then the best thing to do is, you know, like ask for help. You know, even if, you know, let's say you fake your own death because you need help, and then you go off and get help. But then what happens when you know get better? You can't just say, oh, turns out I didn't actually die, you know, I'm back now. And then, you know, if that was the case, you would ruin kind of like trust in it forever. Like, to be honest, no one will probably believe you that if you, like, supposedly came back from the dead. If you just, like, if you look at, like, all these disappearance conspiracy theories that we've had, because, to be honest, people love, like, a, you know, disappearance conspiracy theories, you know. If you just think about all the things that have surrounded the disappearance of Madeleine McCann, for example, there's, like, tons of conspiracy theories around that. And as a result, you know, the parents, you know, get so much abuse online because these people believe a theory and then, you know, they get abused for the part they supposedly played. So I think, you know, this kind of thing can get quite dangerous and will affect a lot of people.
I also believe it has a long history, right? You know, even all the way back to Elvis. And yes, I'm currently thinking of the song Elvis Isn't Dead by Scouting for Girls, but you know, people didn't believe that Elvis had died, people didn't believe that Michael Jackson has died. It is a very big thing of not believing people's deaths, especially celebrities, and that actually can be really hurtful and dangerous. But do you think there is ever a situation, like, you know, not celebrities, just in general, of somebody needing to fake their own death and it being morally okay?
To be honest, I'm not really sure. I can remember this, the non-celebrity one I can remember from about, it must be like 10 years ago. There was this man who went out canoeing in the southwest of England. He went out canoeing in the southwest of England and had an accident, basically. And then something like only the canoe kind of like turned up by itself and he was disappeared. And it allowed his wife to claim his life insurance money. And then they basically had a massive windfall and they kind of like lived in secret. And then it turned out, you know, when he wasn't dead, I think obviously got, you know, sent to court and then kind of like convicted for that. So it's like, to be honest, I don't feel like there's a, you know, morally good way out of it, to be honest.
He, just like adding to that, I think like they'd gone on holiday somewhere and they'd taken a photo of the wife and the husband for a travel brochure, and then obviously that photo got circulated later, and then he got discovered. Wow. But also, like, they had sons, so they would have lost their father at a young age, and then just seeing that on the news would be,
yeah, because even if it's only one person, there are so many more people to get affected. If, like, if you just think, like, someone, you know, passed away, and then at the same time turns out they weren't, you're going to be so, so angry, I guess.
And I think bringing it back to Juice WRLD, you know, like, maybe if he is faking his own death, that he has told his closest family and friends that he is not actually dead. But there must be a cut-off point where he doesn't tell some people who know him. Mm-hmm. And they're grief and distraught, I don't think would make it worth it, no matter what it is, you know. Just hurting the people that you love, I don't think is ever really okay. But, you know, it is also that, is it because he was struggling with drugs and trying to get away from that? And maybe he was, and you know, like in his own tweet, he said that he wanted to fake his own death, maybe to get away from the limelight that he was so heavily in. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, it just seems like fate, or, in, you know, so elaborate that you have to, like, think about so many different tiny little details which kind of arise from conspiracy theories for that kind of entire thing to seem plausible. So, I wouldn't put my money on it being true, to be honest.
This is URN.